Kamala Harris discusses economic equity while appearing to wear a necklace worth 370% more than the median U.S. monthly salary. By Hannah Knudsen on August 15, 2024. Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris opted to discuss economic equity with her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, not the press. While appearing to wear a necklace worth roughly 370% more than the median U.S. monthly salary. In one clip of their discussion, Harris asked Walz to tell her about his father. "I was 19. My little brother, I think, was eight or nine, when he passed. After he died, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. She became our rock," he said, explaining that his mom had to go out and work because the medical bills broke her. "And Social Security and Social Security survivor benefits, we're fine pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. We had no boots. That's the boots," he said, discussing programs that are just fundamental to keeping people from dropping into poverty, adding that they should also allow people to live with dignity. "We can't have a country and policies that let people fall through the cracks," Harris agreed. Interestingly, Harris appeared to launch this discussion on economic equity and poverty while wearing what appears to be a pearl and gold chain necklace by jewelry designer Irene Neuwirth. A quick look on the designer's website shows that a single strand of the necklace, the one-of-a-kind gumball-linked necklace 18K yellow gold, goes for $18,280. It should be noted that Harris appears to be wearing two strands. The necklace, made in Los Angeles, is affixed with both the Kora and South Sea pearls. For greater context, the median salary in the U.S., per data from the first quarter of 2024, is $59,228 per year, translating to a monthly income of $4,935. In other words, it would take a median salaried American nearly 4 months to afford a single strand of that pearl necklace without spending money on anything else. The great irony comes as Harris continues to tout her idea of equity over equality, a socialist concept she pushed before the election in 2020, as well. Harris has continued to ignore the ramifications of Bidenomics, tackling corporate price gouging rather than the Biden-Harris policies that have contributed to runaway inflation.